He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the October 23rd witching edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. And we have another big sell-off. Panic on the streets of London today and on Wall and Broad Street. We've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average this morning down 426 points. That puts it at 1.8% loss for the day here so far. Over at the S&P 500, it's even worse. It's down 2%. It's at 2,700 now. The NASDAQ down 2.4%. It's at 7,285. The small caps holding up a little better. Oh, they're only down 1.4%. The Russell is at 1518. Boy, am I glad to have 60% in cash today. I only have 40% exposure to the stock market through natural attrition. The other big chunk of sitting in cash looking for a place to invest, either to the upside or the downside. We'll see where the market is headed next. Meanwhile, crude oil down $1.48 per barrel to $67.88. Gold is having a good day. Now, there's a possibility. Gold is up $16 per ounce today. Gold goes to $1,241 per ounce. Silver is up 23 cents, $14.82. But it's been a terrible investment, remember, since 2008. But it's having a day in the sun here today. And let's see what interest rates. They're going way down. In fact, the yield curve may be tightening here, looking for an inversion. The 10-year at 3.13. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson in Atlanta, live from Atlanta, where I'll be meeting with folks and managing money today. We'll have a live workshop tomorrow at 6:30. Boy, it may be an important one. This bull's been going for 9+ years, but there are some real chinks in the armor right now. I am 60% cash. 60% cash, and that feels good today with the market in such a lousy mood, just a lousy mood. Well, you know, we saw some hope yesterday. We had China up 4.2%, which was the best day in a couple of years, and our market started off real nice on Monday. The futures were up, the market opened higher. Hopes for another tax cut before the midterm election. And then guess what? Poof. It all went away. And the global markets followed the lead. The NASDAQ did hold on to a gain yesterday. But today, no such thing. Overnight, we had Japan down 2.7%. The Japanese stocks market continues to slip. Well, I think there's fear of a global recession now. Hong Kong down 3.1%. China down 2.3% overnight. India down 0.5%. London down 0.75%. Paris down 1.7%. Lots of political hotspots in the world, including right here in the U.S. Let's not forget that we're a very political hotspot right now. We have an upcoming election in November. What are we, 2 weeks out? That will have a lot to say about the future of America. And the market is afraid of what might happen. The market would prefer. Now, whether you prefer it or not, whether I prefer it or not, the market would prefer a pro-business administration moving forward with pro-business. You saw what's happened between the election and up until about 2 weeks ago when we saw new all-time highs in the market. the best GDP growth that we've seen in a long time. The jobs market, full employment, you could probably say, and the market would like to keep that growth path going. But you've got a 50-50 chance in the House of the current administration losing control there. The Senate looks fairly secure, but the market doesn't want Elizabeth Warren and Maxine Waters running the economy. I can just tell you that. Whether you like them or not, the market doesn't like them. The economy would not like them, and the market is afraid. And I think the upcoming election probably has more to do with this sell-off, as it seems to get more violent as we get closer and closer to Election Day. And one could say that it's not going to help Trump to have this sell-off in the market, because one of the places he can pin his hat to is the booming economy and the booming stock market up until about 2 weeks ago. And if we enter into the midterm elections with the market being down 10-15% from its all-time high, that's going to influence the vote. And that is got the MERV. I think that's the biggest factor right now. It's not earnings. It's not Saudi Arabia. China, yes, that would be factor number two. China slowing down. China really feeling the pinch of the trade war. Did Donald Trump miscalculate China on them giving at some point in time? Are they stubborn? Or are they going to see their economy and their markets continue to suffer if they don't come to the table with some kind of a resolution? Well, that seems to be the course that they're on right now. Saudi Arabia continues to be it's a factor, but not the biggest factor out there. Saudi Arabia does own a lot of technology stocks and a lot of other stocks. They have major investments in the market. They own 50% of SoftBank, which is one of the leading venture capital firms in the world. They have a $45 billion stake in SoftBank. They own big chunks of Citigroup and other stocks, Amazon, throughout the market. And the problems that are going on in Saudi Arabia, it's pretty obvious that they're not telling the truth. It wasn't a fight that went wrong. It was premeditated. People getting on airplanes with bone saws. When's the last time you traveled with a bone saw? Now, unless you're a deer hunter or a taxidermist or something like that, it doesn't add up. They're lying. But having said that, they are a better friend to the U.S. than Iran has been. So this is all playing out there in the Middle East. In the meantime, it's having very little impact on oil prices. They've promised not to weaponize oil, but I think it's having a ripple through the stock market, particularly in the NASDAQ and the tech stocks. Well, we got another company, Tim Cook, last week, argued or demanded that Bloomberg retract their story about the Chinese spice chips and their devices. Now today, Amazon tweets in support of Apple CEO Tim Cook, saying Bloomberg Businessweek should retract its report about malicious Chinese chips and super micro parts headed for U.S. tech and telecom giant. You know, I'd just like to see Bloomberg held accountable. Let's not forget that Bloomberg's story helped the chip stocks and the tech sector to sell off. Just like Elon Musk's tweet about having funding for a private, taking Tesla private, which made the markets move. Well, Bloomberg made the markets move, and he's no friend to the current administration, Mr. Bloomberg. But I think that they should be held accountable for a news story that moved the markets that so far has virtually no proof whatsoever of being true. But Bloomberg is standing by their story. All right. That's today's world for you. Man, are the marijuana stocks getting just clobbered. I have no exposure to the marijuana stocks. I noticed yesterday them getting slaughtered. Tilray is down another 10% today. Tilray was at $300 a share just a month ago, and now it's at $109. Is that not a 65% drop in Tilray? And who's the guy that warned you about Tilray? Who's the guy that warned you about the emerging markets? Who's the guy that warned you about the bond market? And who's the guy that's sitting in 60% cash today? And I also warned you about Bitcoin, which is down 55% so far this year. Well, we'll have a look at those inverse funds today. I've also been not warning you, but trying to educate you on the possibility of making a lot of money at some point in time on the inverse funds. The Dow down 500 points right now. What are we going to do? Well, we'll talk about that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, dodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, now, you know, I just had another sell stop trigger here, and that raises my cash level as I keep track here. That's just natural attrition. That's the way it is. That's why I manage each individual stock and every holding that I have. Well, look at those marijuana stocks sell. Let me just finish that story here. Canopy Growth today plunging another 7%. Tilray Kronos, CRON, down another 5.8% today. Okay, now let's get to the big Dow stocks because that's where the trouble is right now in the Dow. And of course, it's spread to other stocks, other indexes. It's spread to the NASDAQ, it's spread to the Russell 2000, and it's spread to the S&P 500. We begin with United Technologies, UTX, a big defense stock. They also make elevators. It's having a good day. They report earnings. They beat by 11 cents. They beat on revenue. Now, remember, by the end of this week, we will have almost one half of the companies reporting in the S&P 500 in the books. And as of last Friday, 80% of the companies reporting had beat their earnings estimates. I have not seen any change whatsoever. Too early to tell, but I have not seen any change whatsoever to earnings estimates for the S&P 500 this year or next year. We have not hit peak earnings. That is not a legitimate excuse that I've heard being tossed around. The peak earnings won't come until next year, maybe, and maybe in 2020. We'll just have to see. But we continue to hit high, new highs in earnings, and they have definitely not peaked out yet. Okay, let's turn to Lockheed Martin, a stock that I still own in my income. Now, you see, this is why this one I still own. You say, why do you still own 40% of your stocks? Why do you still have a 40% exposure to the stock market? Why aren't you 100% cash? Well, Lockheed is hanging in there. I do have a stop loss in a Lockheed Martin, though. I protect during times like this when the market gets rocky. Lockheed Martin is actually up today. How about that? Lockheed Martin beats estimates. And they boost their outlook, okay? That is another very important stock, $95 billion. They're kind of caught up in the Saudi Arabia situation right now. They do provide defense weapons, missiles, etc. to Saudi Arabia. And right now, Saudi Arabia is in the center of a hurricane. Lockheed Martin is up $2 per share today. That's about 1%. So there's one of the 40% that I still own, Lockheed Martin, is in that collection. Now, here's a big one. I don't own this stock, but this is a bellwether. We can blame this one. Minnesota, what's going on up there, huh? 3M Company. Well, it's not exactly a cutting-edge growth stock of today. Does it qualify? I hate to say it. I love Minneapolis. I love St. Paul. I love Duluth. But 3M is a soggy stock. It's a stodgy old growth giant of yesteryear, but it's a member of the Dow, is this St. Paul giant. And I know the dividend yield is 2.9%. The P.E. ratio is now 21, which still is not that cheap. I am not an owner, nor do I have any interest in 3M, which is hitting a new 52-week low today. Over the last 5 years, 3M, the symbol ought to be easy to figure out, 3M has been growing by 7% per year. While I've got stocks, watch stocks at my Best Stocks Now app that are growing by 30-40% per year. So if you're looking for the best growth stocks in the market, or even for the best growth and income stocks, you're not going to find it in St. Paul and 3M, which is down 7.8% today. And that is a big part of the drop in the Dow today is 3M, because it is a component of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. All right, they missed by 13 cents. They missed on revenue. They lowered guidance on Forex headwinds. They're being hurt by a strong dollar. Okay. Now, I'm not hearing anything about inflation. I'm not hearing anything about a tight labor market and having to pay their employees more. I'm not hearing anything about China here. It seems to be a strong U.S. dollar and a pretty weak stock to begin with. Okay, let's go to another Dow component, McDonald's, breaking out today with a vengeance. Okay, talk about a mixed bag here, huh? Where would the market be without good old Big Mac? McDonald's is up 6% today. Is that not a bellwether stock for the U.S. consumer? That's why I'm not ready to say, you know, we are entering into a bear market. Oh, it's flickering. Oh, it's flickering. That buy signal is flickering, and I'm not buying. I've been on a buyer strike for the last couple of weeks. But you got McDonald's out there bucking the trend, breaking out to a new 52-week high. It's been growing their earnings by 6%. I really have no interest in McDonald's, but get this. They beat earnings by 11 cents. They beat on revenue. I think when all is said and done, when all of these companies have reported by the end of this week, I don't think you're going to see much change to those 2018-2019 S&P 500 estimates. Now, why is that important? Go back to 2006 of this year. And if you look in my newsletter, you will see this. That's when we hit peak earnings in 2006. We hit peak earnings in 2006 because the following year, 2007, earnings dropped from the peak. And that was the precursor, the warning that we were headed into a recession and into a bear market. Now, if you look at this year's earnings, 2018, you're going to see 20% higher earnings than last year. And as of right now, you're going to see 10% higher next year. Now, if earnings expectations start to drop and pretty soon go lower than where the actual earnings are this year, that would be a major, major warning red flag, but that is not out there yet. Now, in addition to that, when we come back, I've got a few more Dow stocks here that I want to talk about, important stocks in the news, important earnings coming. We haven't really heard from the NASDAQ yet. So all we've really heard from is Netflix. We still got Amazon out there. We still got Apple out there. Those haven't even muttered a whisper yet. So hang on. Don't panic yet. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free four-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we continue to have persistent selling in the market. No question about that. And China, obviously, in a bear market. Europe approaching very close to a bear market. The emerging markets in a bear market. The bond market in a bear market. Is the U.S. headed for a bear market? Well, I want to make a couple of comments on, generally speaking, what you would see in the economy. You would have to have, for the market to enter into a full-on bear market, you'd have to have a very high percentage of a looming recession out there. And what would be the signs of a looming recession? One, you would have inflation ticking higher. You would have inflation in the 3, 4, 5% range. So far, we're holding at about 2%. That's about as good as it gets. Number two, you would have rising unemployment claims. You know how we have those initial jobless claims every Thursday? I go through them and most people go, why does he do that? Because that's an important indicator. It's a leading indicator of the jobs market. And so far, we're not seeing any tick higher whatsoever in jobless claims. In fact, it remains a very, very tight labor market. Number three, you would have rising unemployment. We just hit a new low in the last unemployment report. Very hard to take those first three and say, gosh, you know, we're headed into a recession. Number four, you would start to see GDP contract. We're expecting this quarter that is now in the books and being reported, we're expecting 4% GDP growth. That's the best in years. And number five, I mean, there's more, but number five would be the housing market would start to fall apart. Oh, it's weak right now, but it's not at recessionary levels or even approaching recessionary levels. And you would start to see, to me, the biggest indicator of all is that peak earnings. And earnings start to fall and earnings quit growing. That's when a growth company is in trouble, when the earnings start to hit a peak and start to look at IBM for years. That would be a perfect example. And so far, there's absolutely no sign of that whatsoever. I still do not believe that the U.S. economy is headed into a recession. Now, it can change very quickly. That's why I'm here every day, 10 hours a day. That's why I was up at 6 a.m. this morning and put 4 hours of reading and looking at all the news from around the world and doing a lot of other things, you know, that relate to my industry and my business. And I stay on top of those things. Now, the market action itself is also a big part. It's also a predictor of a recession. And I don't think so much that this market is selling off because it thinks there's a recession out there. I think it's selling off because it's really nervous about the upcoming election. I really do. Because we saw what we had before Mr. Trump. As far as the market and the economy goes, he's been very good for the market and the economy. And he hasn't done anything recently that would threaten to put us into a recession. The only thing that you might say is still here's where the jury is still out. Don't forget, when he announced this trade war and going after China, which he promised he would do as he ran for president, let's not forget that when he announced it, his chief head of the economy quit, Gary Cohn, who at one time led Goldman Sachs, because he said it would lead the world into a global recession and would eventually trickle down to the U.S. He was vehemently against the actions that Trump has taken against China. And I think President Trump was hoping that this would be resolved sooner rather than later. He does have the upper hand in this. By far, he has the upper hand. China needs us desperately. What will you do to try to save your best customer? I mean, we're a giant customer, huge customer of China. They do not want to lose us as a customer, but they're playing hardball too. They have not acquiesced yet. There's a meeting coming up in November, but as of now, the market is very frustrated that no progress is being made between the two sides, President Xi and President Trump, and the market is also nervous about the future of the Trump administration and the policies, the pro-growth policies, and it's reacting with a temper tantrum. Now, the charts, a lot of individual sectors, a lot of individual stocks have gone into bear territory. I no longer own a lot of the stocks that I used to own. I still say that the best way to handle the market and a portfolio is one position at a time. You have to be methodical. It's the amateur that calls up and says, sell everything. Okay, well, why would you sell McDonald's today? It's breaking out to new highs. Now, on the other hand, let's look at a few more stocks in the news today, okay? Yesterday, or 2 days ago, I sold Caterpillar. It broke down below its support level. I sold Caterpillar. Let me look here. Caterpillar went out the door at, this is very important. Caterpillar, I guess I sold it last week. Yeah, okay, so Caterpillar was sold last week. I didn't like the way it was behaving. Individual stocks can go into bear markets without the overall market going into a bear market, all right? That's why you got to do it one stock at a time, and you can't let emotion get the best of you. Anyways, I'm having a hard time finding. I left my mouse at home. And I'm using, I just hate these, trying to do the mouse on the laptop itself. I jump all over the place, doggone. Well, anyways, I sold Caterpillar at a much higher price than where it is today. Caterpillar's down $12.70 per share today. It's down 9.8%. It's a very important stock in the S&P 500 and in the market. It's a bellwether. But you know what? I have a sell discipline. I probably sold it around 129, somewhere in there, and it's at 116 today. It's better to watch your individual stocks on a daily basis and make a lot of small decisions rather than one big rash decision. And one of the small decisions I made last week was to get out of Caterpillar, even though it was really starting to perk up there for a while. Well, it's down 9.6% today, down $12.40 per share. Let's look at Verizon today. If I'm not mistaken, Verizon is a member of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And guess what? It's hitting a new high today. Well, you wouldn't see that in an impending bear market. You wouldn't see two Dow components, McDonald's and Verizon, hitting new 52-week highs if there was a bear market around the corner. Verizon is up 3.4% today. It's up $1.88. That's a new 52-week high for Verizon. VZ, which is a $234 billion stock. Now, one I lost this morning was Centene. CNC, I had a stop in. Now it gapped through my stop, but I lost the stock for a small loss. And now the stock is down a few dollars more than where I lost it. They beat earnings by 2 cents. They beat on revenues. And I still believe strongly that by the end of this week, when we look at the earnings estimates for this year and next year, they haven't changed at all. We're still looking for 20% growth in earnings this year, 10% growth in earnings next year. When we start to see peak earnings and the following years start to go down, that would be a major, major red flag at that point. I'm not seeing that yet, okay? And I'm not seeing those recessionary signs yet. But having said that, 60% cash on the sideline, safe in the harbor at Gunderson Capital Management. What's your guy or gal doing? I don't know. Try to get a hold of them today if you can.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the market has come back somewhat. It's 100 points off of the low of the day. I do think when the dust finally settles, there will be a buying opportunity in here. I'm not ready to start buying inverse funds on the market yet for the reasons that I have previously mentioned during the course of this show. I'm not seeing any signs whatsoever of a recession. I'm not seeing any signs whatsoever of peak earnings in the S&P 500, okay? What I am seeing is a very nervous market. It's nervous about China, and it's nervous about the upcoming elections, and it's throwing a temper tantrum. What do you do when one of your children throw a temper tantrum? Let them get it out of their system, right? Put them in a corner, put them in their room, close the door, get it out of your system, and when you're ready to talk, let's talk. You know, that's kind of what the market's doing right now. Well, anyways, through natural attrition, I have a high level of cash. What would I be going back into when the market finally starts to settle down? Well, many of these leading best stocks now are at prices much, much lower from where I sold them at. Yes, you mean you would go back into some of those? Yes, I absolutely would. If things start to settle down and the worm starts to turn here on the market. If they were leading growth stocks before, they're still leading growth stocks. Unless something big happened to them to change that, they still are great stocks. But they're going through, and I limit very tightly. I manage things very tightly, very methodically. And yes, I would go back into them if the opportunity arises. Now, let's take a look at the few more stocks here before I go meet with the folks and manage money here while I'm in Atlanta. Biogen in the news today, S&P 500 stock. There's a biotech, a large biotech that is up today, $1.21. Again, McDonald's breaking out to new highs, Verizon breaking out to new highs, Biogen, that is not the thing that looming bear markets are made of. But having said that, there are a lot of individual stocks out there right now that have entered into bear market territory. Let's take a look at another one here. Hog, Harley Davidson. It's been a terrible stock. Now, they are caught up in the trade war, right? If I'm not mistaken, China put tariffs on the big hogs coming over to China, Harleys. And that stock is hitting a new 52-week low today. And Harley has not been a growth stock for a number of years. Here's one other one that I think is worthy of note. Pulte Homes, a home builder. I just said a little bit earlier, we're not seeing signs of a recession. Slowdown, yes, in the housing, construction, building market. Slowdown, yes. Higher interest rates, Well, they're still 3.2%, down to 3.1% today. 5 years, or the 30-year mortgage is hovering around the high fours right now. Pulte Homes reports earnings that are better than expected today. There, take that. They beat by 6 cents. They beat on revenues. And this stock is up 5.7%. You would not see a home builder stock rallying if there was a looming recession out there. You know, if you didn't get the newsletter this past week, you might want to take a look at what I had to say. Because I really picked apart the market in depth this past week. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. If you take a look at your portfolio, if you have it somewhere else and you still see bonds in there, and you still see emerging markets in there, and you see some of these lousy stocks like 3M, IBM, and others in it, why would you keep the person you're with? Well, you know what? I've always said that at the end of the day, you are responsible for your own portfolio. In the end, you really can't blame anybody else. But I would definitely take a look, see if anything's being done to protect you during this. If protection's not being done now, what will happen when the bear ensues and it goes down 50%? You think they're going to protect it then? Oh, probably at the bottom. They'll say, you know what, maybe you're right. We had to just move to the sidelines now that we're down 50%. And you got one of the great buying opportunities of all time. That's just kind of the way my industry and my business works. If you're anywhere near the Atlanta area, you know, Tennessee's not far from here. Next state over is Alabama. If you're over there in Montgomery, come on over. We're going to have a workshop here Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. And I'm going to show you some pictures of the market. We're going to have a slideshow of my recent visit to Wall Street. I'm going to show pictures and tell you what's in the pictures and my interpretation of the pictures, where I see opportunities right now, where I see landmines right now. I believe in active investment. Passive investment in a world that we live in today? How can anybody be a passive investor and trust the markets to just do what they always do over time, trust the bond market to do what it's done over the last three decades? Well, I'm here to tell you it's not going to do what it's done over the last three decades. And we have a world today that is unlike any world we've had before, with piles of debt and all kinds of issues there. Well, you know what? There's going to be opportunity, whether it's the big short or whether this market still got a big long left in it. Don't forget, back in February and March, we had a 16% rally coming out of that sell-off and that correction. Personally, right now, I see that scenario more than I see the scenario of this thing rolling over into a bear, but I'll take it a day at a time. I need a whole lot more evidence to convince me that we're headed into a bear market. Show me some recessionary signs. Show me weaker earnings. Show me earnings forecasts going lower. Yes, I see the charts. There are individual asset classes that are in bears. There's individual sectors that are in bears. There's individual stocks that are in bears. But there's also opportunities right now. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. I can't say have a great day. Have a nice day, everybody, despite the market, okay?
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.